from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones, reporting. Somalia's police chief and intelligence chief have been fired after an al-Shabaab siege of a hotel in the capital, Mogadishu, left at least 27 people dead. The hotel was targeted by al-Shabaab. It's popular with politicians and civil servants. This will be the second time the two officials were fired from the same positions. We have more on the attack now from the Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder.
Al-Shabaab militants claimed responsibility for the attack. Two of the perpetrators blew themselves up after they were shot. Three were caught alive. It's feared others may have been rescued from the hotel disguised as guests. Saturday's explosion demolished the front of the hotel and damaged another next door. Al-Shabaab wants to overthrow Somalia's weak UN-backed government and impose a strict form of Islamic law. 2 weeks ago, twin bombings in Mogadishu killed at least 358 people, the worst such attack in the country's history. Al-Shabaab didn't claim that one, but the method, a large truck bomb, is one it has often used.
Correspondent Lucy Fielder. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga is demanding a new presidential election within 90 days. He told the Associated Press that the country is in, quote, grave danger from political violence. He spoke 3 days after he boycotted the rerun of the August election, whose results were themselves thrown out by the Supreme Court because of irregularities. He called Thursday's vote invalid because President Uhuru Kenyatta faced no opposition. He said it was Uhuru versus Uhuru. He also said the president is trying to destroy other institutions of governance in our country. This is VOA News. A pre-dawn Taliban attack in northern Afghanistan has killed at least 13 government soldiers. Officials reported the heavily armed insurgents raided a police outpost in the Khan Abad district of troubled Kunduz province and inflicted the casualties. Protesters in Erbil stormed the parliament building Sunday after the Iraqi Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani announced he is stepping down as president of the self-ruled northern Kurdish region. Angry Kurds attacked members of parliament and journalists inside the building, while a crowd outside waved Kurdish flags in support of Barzani. In a televised speech, Barzani announced his resignation as of the 1st of November. He asked parliament to dissolve the position of president and distribute its duties among the Kurdish prime minister, parliament, and the judiciary. Starting next year, Saudi women will be able to attend sports events at 3 stadiums across the country as part of the kingdom's efforts to improve women's rights. Last month, hundreds of women were allowed to enter a sports stadium in Riyadh, used mostly for football matches in a one-off event to celebrate Saudi Arabia's National Day. The ultra-conservative kingdom has some of the world's tightest restrictions on women. It has long barred women from sports arenas, using strict rules on segregation of the sexes in public. Hundreds of thousands of supporters of a united Spain attended a rally in Barcelona Sunday. Demonstrators marched in Catalonia's capital to show they are in favor of the Spanish government's dismissal of the Catalonia's cabinet and the squashing of the region's push for secession. Hundreds of women took to the streets of Paris and 10 other French cities Sunday to protest against sexual harassment. Similar gatherings were also held in Marseille, Bordeaux, and Lille, among other cities. And Washington is bracing for the first criminal charges linked to Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election, even as President Trump continued to claim Sunday that the investigations are a witch hunt for evil politics. On Friday, a federal grand jury approved charges in the investigation led by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. The allegations could be disclosed Monday, and a suspect could be taken into custody. It's not immediately known who's being targeted or what the charges are. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones, reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.